The party goes on in Nome, where more than 25 dog teams have passed under the arch in this year's Iditarod. I'm Steve Heimel. The Red Lantern is almost to the coast.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
Among the first 20, there were several fiercely competitive finishes. Close ones, as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
In the wee hours of the morning, Rookie of the Year, Your Life Seth Olsom narrowly beat out Jake Berkowitz for seventh place. As the Norwegian's lead dog, Sivo, crossed under the burled arch, Jake Berkowitz's leaders caught up with his sled.
We were running together a lot of the way. He passed me maybe a mile out. Basically, our one goal, we saw those lights coming from behind and clocked him at like 10 minutes behind us. And we just said, we got to do whatever together to get over Cape Nome and get away from those guys. So, we had a real good time out there.
Jake Berkowitz finished with 15 dogs. It's the largest team to cross the line so far, but it just wasn't enough.
He took off. I need to learn some Norwegian commands or something, because they took off like a bandit.
Life Seth Olsom was all smiles when he finished. He hadn't expected to place in the top 10, let alone claim Rookie of the Year.
No, that's good. It's much better than I thought I could do, so I've been very happy with the dogs. They've been amazing.
By the time the sun came up, another close race was playing out on Front Street. Veterans Paul Gebhardt and Sim Smith battled for 15th place as their teams neared the finish line. When Smith saw Gebhardt 5 miles out, he knew his time had come.
There was a little bitty dot. Looked like, I thought, that might be a dog team. And I watched it for a little while. And it was moving like a dog team, not a rock.
A mile and a half before the finish line, Smith caught Gebhardt.
We were really rolling at that point. We were just smoking along, but neither one of my leaders, both females, had ever been here before. So they were a little confused, and they weren't sure what was going on. There were some people cheering up on the road. One of my leaders thought, oh, that's the finish line. It's got to be.
Smith had to stop his team and switch out his rookie leaders for a 10-year-old veteran. But while he was reorganizing his dogs, Gebhardt reclaimed the lead. Smith stripped off his heavy coat to run with his dogs and pass Gebhardt one last time.
I don't know that there's been a single race where I haven't picked up a place or two between White Mountain and here, you know.
Smith, a 12-time finisher, and his brother Ramey are known for their fast run times into Nome.
It's sort of a Smith thing. I guess we're late everywhere we go, so it's a last-minute thing. Just a last-minute kind of guy.
It's because the dogs are ready to go.
Ramey Smith posted the fastest time in the top 20 on the last run from safety this year.
You know, they've been nurtured and cared for the whole way, and they're finally primed to run.
A nearly identical race scenario played out for him, but this time the competition was 4-time champion Lance Mackey. Mackey pulled in under the burled arch, panting, sweating, and generally flabbergasted.
That is not the guy you want chasing you. Oh, where did he come from?
Like his brothers, Ramey Smith's shy team bulked on the city street. So Mackey ran down the finish chute to help his competition across the line. When it was official, the two shook hands.
Where's the wings? Good job.
Smith had a tough race. He was forced to drop a dog from his team early on, and he drove for nearly 500 miles on a sled with a broken runner.
But, that's why I like the Iditarod, is because things were a challenge, and I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, if I didn't go out there and break my sled and have some problem or another, I'd be bored.
Ramey Smith has now finished 20 Iditarods. He says someday he'll return to the race, but he needs to recover mentally and financially from this year's run to Nome. On the Iditarod Trail in Nome, I'm Emily Schwing.
20 teams are on their way along the coast from Koyuk, 3 more through Shaktulik, 2 in Ulaliklit, and Bob Klupach has the Red Lantern on the way across the portage from Kaltag.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.